Hello, everybody, and welcome to the November 2013 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Economics at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with insights on the November 2013 National Housing Survey results.
In the November Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, we're seeing some caution as housing sentiment remains positive, but continues to slow or lose some momentum. Specifically, we're seeing that home price expectations have been steadily declining. This month, 45% of consumers say that home prices are going to go up, and their average expectation is 2.5%. And that's, again, a number that's been declining over the past few months, though still very much positive. We also, several months ago, saw that mortgage rate expectations elevated, more people expecting that mortgage rates are going to go up. It's kind of maintained at that level, and this could ultimately be a break on the housing market, given the higher payments that higher mortgage rates imply. On the economy and personal finance side, economy track is still low, though it went up a number of percentage points to 32% this past month, saying the economy is on the right track, but still that's a clear minority saying the economy is on the right track. We also saw on the personal finance side that there's more folks saying that things have been worse and will be worse. It's a minority of people, but there was a meaningful increase in both numbers. In the past 12 months outlook for the income and the next 12 months, looking at the overall financial situation of the household, there was a tick up in those saying things look worse. In addition to these kind of cautionary notes, kind of slowing of the positive momentum in the housing sentiment, we also saw that there was a big decline in the rental price expectations to a survey low this month. It hit 2.8%. And if sustained, I think that could be potentially something that takes urgency off the need to buy, given that, you know, rents seem to be, at least in the minds of consumers this month, moderating quite a bit. We'll see if that holds up next month, since it was quite a big change.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results are based on a number of assumptions and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. Although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable, it does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.